Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
I'm going to turn to the right and say hello to Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm going to chuck on this other little thing that you requested, which I'm excited to play.
Which may be a hint as to what we're talking about today.
I wonder if any. I'm sure there's listeners out there that just like this is an instant spark for them.
Yeah, it must be because it's weird because when I listen to this, I go
Yeah.
From when I was a kid.
What are we talking about today?
So we're going to talk about Lady Penelope Crichton Ward, who was one of the characters from The Thunderbirds.
Yes.
That's a powerfully good name.
It is.
It's
isn't
so,
Lady
so
Penelope.
To be honest, I didn't know what her surname was until I kind of looked her up. But the reason I kind of thought she would be quite cool to do is my dad named me after Lady Penelope.
Oh, my gosh.
She's kind of super cool to me.
Perfect.
And I was a very obsessive fan when I was a kid. Like, I just remember this. I've watched so many episodes over and over and over because it was just such a great show. And for people who don't know, the Thunderbirds was super marionation, so they were puppets. There were 32 episodes in total, of which 18 were Lady Penelope featured in. And she was only ever going to appear in kind of one, but then she kind of got built in because she was just so cool.
Mm.
And originally she was, her template was actually a Vogue model, but then they decided after a few kind of prototypes that she kind of didn't fit. So she was actually modelled on Sylvia Anderson, who was one of the creators with Gerry Anderson. And the concept behind her was the Scarlet Pimpernel. The idea about being someone during the day and someone different at night.
Ooh.
And she's just kind of so fascinating. So she was born on the 24th of December in either the year 2000 or the year 2039, depending
on... Oh, my God.
Yeah, because later on, like, the original show was, like, in the 60s, and then they kind of, like, made new ones, like, later on with people in and stuff like that. But she's always 26.
Nice.
And she was born to Lord Crichton Ward and Amelia. And she was living in India originally, but she didn't like the climate. So they sent her back to her stately home in England. And she was brought up with a governess.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Went to finishing school in Switzerland. is fluent in French, German, and Italian. And she drinks Pernod and lots of tea, and she communicates to International Rescue via her Regency teapot. And basically what happened was she was working for the Federal Agents Bureau, which is FAB, because she didn't want to be just a supermodel and a socialite.
She's more than an aristocrat.
Yeah. And then Jeff Tracy, who's the head of International Rescue, asked her to be one of their field agents, and that's how she became one of the agents. And she's really well known for subterfuge, i.e., being able to get people to disclose what their evil plans are, which is pretty cool. But apparently she's very good with a gun as well. But what's quite funny is that often she got caught and had to be rescued herself, which is pretty funny. Now, her clothing, she was always kind of... Their clothing was inspired by Carnaby Street and Parisian fashions and Vogue and Harper's Bazaar and that sort of thing. But she wore real silk, leather and fur supplied by Liberty of London and Dickens and Jones. She was a supermodel and celebrity featured on the cover of Chic magazine in the Thunderbirds.
I love how there's so much backstory and information
it's like
about
insane.
This character.
Yeah, she was her clothing was designed by Elaine Wickfern and Francois Lemire, which I don't think are real people, but this is she also had a fabric that has a whole history behind it. Named after her, and it was called Penelon, and it could be folded, like vast yards of it could be folded into a matchbox. It had all these kind of like little superpowers. I also love the fact that she had a perfume made by Jacques Vergne, and it was called Susan de Peril.
The ultimate femme fatale.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And she's in this picture I've got of her here, she's wearing this amazing huge orange hat.
Yeah. So she was definitely like, she was also kind of like modelled on what America, like Sylvia Anderson wanted to like cover her as someone who what US people thought of what British people were.
Oh. Right.
So she thought that they only ever thought that women came from stately homes and were aristocratic, and that men were cockneys.
Mm.
So that's why Aloysius Nosey Parker, known as Parker, was her driver.
Oh,
and he
gosh.
Drove her big pink limo because she couldn't drive. There's one episode where she drives and she can't drive, and it's really funny. And so they kind of played on those stereotypes. And so she always wears hats and headscarves and always she's smoking pretty much through all the episode with a cigarette holder.
These are the two characters that I always associated with Thunderbird. So
yep.
It's like that's really interesting to hear that. But yeah. It's so cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, later on they kind of kept dressing her in pink, and so there were like Barbara Cartland kind of references. But there are amazing outfits. Like some of them, the Perils of Penelope episode and the man from MI5 and the Duchess assignment are all pretty cool. There's one where she's at an art gallery wearing a Mondrian-inspired dress. In the Cham Cham episode, she's in disguise and she's got a brunette wig and she's called Wanda.
Oh.
Yeah, and then there's one episode where she goes to Australia and she dresses like an Australian even has like...
the cork hat.
Yeah,
nice.
Stuff like that, she was just, there were a lot of dolls made of her, and in the Netherlands in 1966 they even released a doll dressing book with her underwear featured.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
but
wild.
Yeah, when I was a kid she was just like really, really cool. And I think for me personally, she inspired my love of like secret agent
espionage
yeah,
style.
Yeah, kind of films and TV and stuff. Like, I was
cool.
just obsessed with wanting to be a secret agent and stuff like
I
that.
I feel like you would be a great secret agent.
Was the show quite big back in its day, or was it quite like underground in a way?
No, I think it was quite big. It is definitely of that kind of pop culture. Like, people kind of really bought into it, like the Avengers and Emma Peel and that sort of thing. So people were quite obsessed with that. My dad had a friend who actually had an original Captain Scarlet, which is the... I can't remember what that one's called, but that's Troy Tempest, and that was about an underwater kind of secret agent place, and they had this whole race of other people that lived down there, and the woman, and that was called Aquamarina, and she was pretty cool, and when she floated through the water, they'd have this kind of little song going, Marina. It was just,
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Amazing.
I
think everyone should revisit Thunderbirds.
Yeah, there were only ever 32 episodes and there was one film, so it's not like you have to really delve into it
yeah.
to kind of get the whole feeling of it. And what's quite cool is that, you know, you think that puppets are tiny, but the puppets were actually about 18 inches high. Like,
oh,
they were
whoa.
Actually quite,
my gosh.
You know, I think of kind of Chucky size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were like, really cool. So I guess if you've got some spare time, I highly recommend you checking out Thunderbirds
nice.
And Lady Penelope Crichton Ward.
Take note of the clothes.
Nice.
Right, Lady Penelope Crichton Ward, brought to us by Lady Penelope Noir.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.